If it weren't for the Sask Energy logos, one might think they were entering the bridge of the USS Enterprise D, reminiscent of the character Geordi LaForge in Star Trek The Next Generation. Dave Burdenuck walks towards me wearing what I can best describe as virtual reality eyewear. But for him, it's the technology that can actually make him see. It may look robotic, but it's changing Burdenuck's world. At best, without it, he can decipher light and dark, blobs of color and shapes. Blindness is looming.
I lost the ability to see down a hallway, to go to the kitchen to get your lunch, to head to the washroom, to get to a meeting room. All those things are disappearing fast. The glass doors, I can't see those.
So what do you do when you're on the cusp of permanent darkness?
I describe it as your worst nightmare time machine, because you do get glimpses every day as to what your future is going to be like. And there are days where you'll sit on the edge of the bed in the morning and go, do I have the courage to actually face what I'm going to face today? But if a piece of technology, if a piece of software, if some hardware, if something else can actually bring that back, that's what you go for.
And he went for it with eSight, best described as a camera that captures what the person is seeing in real time, enhances it, and projects it onto screens in front of their eyes. Unclear whether it would even work for his particular disease, Burdenuck traveled with his wife to the clinic in Toronto.
I started with the eye chart, and I nailed the 20 over 100 line, and I hit the 20 over 80. I read 20/25, and I hit three of the five characters in 20/20. And I cried. And my wife cried. And the technician cried. And the technician took me to a window and said, tell me what you see. And we're on the sixth floor of the building in Toronto. And I read a Parkade sign across the street.
eSight isn't cheap, up to $20,000, but as Burdenuck describes it, it's priceless. eSight has given him a glimpse back into the world he once knew.
I'm looking at picture frames and seeing pictures. I go to the stove and I can see all the stove dials, and I can even see the little tiny pattern that tells you which of the four burners that is. And I grab some microwave popcorn and make myself microwave popcorn because I could actually see. This is phenomenal, and it's portable, it's customizable, and it really gave me hope. It doesn't solve everything, but it brings back a lot of things that were lost. I'd given up on seeing my soulmate's face and her eyes. Those things become extraordinary if you're given them back.
Eventually, Burdenuck's world will go black, but eSight is buying him time. Time to reach those moments in life so many of us view so easily.
Maybe I'll be able to see a grandchild. Maybe I'll be able to see the first picture that's drawn. Pull a child in a wagon, or see them training wheels come off first time, or push them on a swing.
In Regina, Sarah Mills, 650 CKOM.